The Senate is applauding the federal government for drastic measures it has taken to stem the tide of kidney and chronic diseases in Nigeria. Chairman, Senate Committee on Health, Senator Igbalibo Harry Banigo, in a statement on Thursday by her press secretary, Precious Abia, noted that following routine investigation by her committee, arrangements have been made to provide potable water to chronic kidney disease-prone areas. Senator Banigo also said the 10th National Assembly captured key initiatives outlined in 2024 Appropriation Act as a demonstration of government commitment to universal health care coverage. She said advocacy campaign and community mobilization have been carried out across the 6 geopolitical zones in line with her oversight functions with members of her committee.
The completion of investigation and provision of potable water to chronic kidney disease prone areas, which recognizes the link between clean water and kidney health. Advocacy, awareness creation, and community mobilization across the 6 geopolitical zones are being conducted to educate communities on the prevention and control of chronic kidney diseases.
The Rivers State federal lawmaker is, however, advising kidney patients to avoid smoking, which is harmful or has harmful chemicals that can cause rapid deterioration of the renal function. The Nigerian Civil Service Union has urged the federal government to consider the 907,000 naira national minimum wage proposed by the Nigerian Labour Congress. The Civil Service Union stressed the need for Nigerian workers to be paid a living wage in tandem with the present economic realities in the country. Speaking at the 58th Federal Executive Council meeting of the Nigeria Civil Service Union in Abuja,